Republicans eye last-ditch attempt to repeal Obamacare, again, by Nash Jenkins. Just 2 weeks ago, the forecast for Republicans was bleak. The GOP had dramatically failed to repeal Obamacare earlier in the summer, and reports of tension on Capitol Hill made it seem unlikely they would pull it together. But in a startling reversal of fortune over the last week, Republican lawmakers have resuscitated a new effort to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. The bill in question, Graham Cassidy, named for its co-sponsors Senator Lindsey Graham and Representative Bill Cassidy, has earned the White House's backing and received tacit support on Tuesday from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. "It is better than the status quo by far. That's an argument we're comfortable making," said McConnell at a press conference outside the Senate chamber after the weekly party caucus luncheons. "If we're going to go forward, we'll have to act before September 30th. We're in the process of discussing this." Graham Cassidy would be a massive restructuring of the current U.S. healthcare system. Under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government foots the bill for an ongoing expansion of Medicare and subsidies that ease healthcare costs for less fortunate Americans, an annual tab of about $110 billion, and Graham Cassidy would do away with both. Instead, it would introduce a decade-long block grant system that would give each state an annual lump sum with which they can devise their own healthcare systems. It would also eliminate the federal requirements that individuals have health insurance and that employers provide it to their employees. "It will allow people in your states to make decisions that have been made in Washington," Graham said at a press conference alongside McConnell on Tuesday. "If you don't like your health care, somebody will listen to you. You can go to your statehouse representative, who likely goes to the same hospital you do." Regarding the future of the bill, Graham said he's never felt better about where we're at. The Senate has just until September 30th to vote on the bill under the process known as a reconciliation, which will require just a simple majority, 50 votes, for it to pass. It is a last-ditch effort by a Republican Congress anxiously clamoring for a victory as the GOP controls the White House and both chambers of Congress for the first time in a decade. But the Obamacare repeal attempt this summer failed spectacularly, and the Republican leadership has been left to answer to an increasingly irate base. The agitation has mounted in recent weeks following Trump's decision to shirk his party and instead work with Democratic chieftains Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on politically sensitive issues, most recently immigration. "Look, if you spent 7 years raising literally hundreds of millions of dollars from donors on the promise you would repeal the Affordable Care Act, then you'd feel a certain monkey on your back," Andy Slavitt, who oversaw Medicare and Medicaid under President Obama, told Time. "But this is extreme. Under the Affordable Care Act, I can leave my job, start a business, become a contractor, because I know I'll have health insurance if something happens. That massive comfort is going to disappear." But despite the widespread enthusiasm from the more vocal Republicans and White House officials, among them Vice President Mike Pence, who visited the Capitol to discuss the bill with lawmakers on Tuesday, it is not yet clear that a critical mass of lawmakers will throw their support behind it. Senator John Cornyn, the Senate Majority Whip, said on Tuesday that the leadership is ready to bring the bill to the floor as soon as the votes work. There is Senator Rand Paul, who denounced the Graham Cassidy bill as Obamacare light and told Time on Tuesday that he unequivocally won't vote for it. "People should have a choice. Are you for repealing Obamacare or keeping it? I think this actually keeps it," Paul said. "I'm for a complete repeal, a clean repeal." "I'm uncertain about the bill," Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana told reporters on Monday. "I want to make certain that if we give these block grants to the states, these states aren't going to go out and say, 'Thank you so much, now we're going to go out and set up a single-payer system.' I've said it before, the first chance I get to repeal the Affordable Care Act, I'm going to do it. I just have to determine if this is better than the Affordable Care Act." Eyes are also on the three Republicans who cast lethal no votes on the Obamacare repeal effort earlier this summer. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and, most notably, Senator John McCain of Arizona, who told reporters on Monday that he is not supportive of the bill yet. An earlier announcement from his state's governor, David Ducey, in support of the bill could put pressure on him to back it, however. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Collins said she is still looking at it, but has major reservations. Even if the Senate passes it, there is no guaranteeing it survives the House. Graham said on Tuesday that he has received verbal support from Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, but it will face a potential hurdle in lawmakers from states with older populations, such as New York, Florida, and Ohio, who have benefited from the Medicare expansion that would be curtailed. In any event, Democrats are circling the wagons for a fight. In a letter to her House colleagues on Tuesday, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi implored Democrats to hold public events over the next few days to openly condemn the Graham Cassidy plan. At a press conference on Monday, standing before a poster with the words "Trump Care" again slashed out in red, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer denounced the bill as a hastily constructed piece of legislation put together in back rooms by only one party. "This bill is even more dangerous than its predecessor," Schumer said. "If it becomes law, our health care system will be dramatically curtailed." He said that passing the bill without a complete assessment of its impact from the Congressional Budget Office, not expected to arrive until after the end of the month, would amount to legislative malpractice of the highest order. "It's just tragic that people are playing politics with public health," Senator Kamala Harris of California, a state expected to be heavily impacted by Graham Cassidy, told Time on Tuesday. "Every day, the people here in D.C. should be learning this is a nonpartisan issue. Americans want access to health care. And it really strikes me that the reason that Republicans are trying this again, even though it failed last time, is that they need to keep some political promise. If it was a bad idea, admit it and don't push it."